Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me, Superintendent from the Taos Area Schools, Jeff Hutchison. How are you, Jeff?
Good, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you on the program. I know it's a busy time of year for you. Actually, it's probably been a busy summer for you, hasn't it?
The whole summer, if you've driven past the school, you could see firsthand just how busy it's been. But it's an exciting time for us, Kevin.
Well, you know, you go online and you see that little thing, FAQ, Frequently Asked Question. And I'm sure the most frequently asked question all summer long has been, when's everything going to be done and when are you going to open up?
Absolutely. I can't tell you, I hear that question sometimes a dozen more times a day. So that is the number one question of the summer for me. And we're on schedule right now. There's a lot of work yet to be done, but we are on schedule to open the doors as planned, which is September 6th for the first day of school. Again, a lot of work to be done between now and then, but so much work has been completed. So it's very exciting.
Very good. Well, the other exciting news, you guys are having a big open house for people to come in and see what's been done.
Absolutely. Pretty excited about this opportunity to invite everybody in. You know, we get a lot of questions and some people have had the opportunities to tour and things like that, but there's no one that's seen the whole project yet. And it's exciting to be able to pull people in and show them. We're so fortunate to have the support of the community with this project and things as it came through with the bond proposal that we had back in 2014, and a lot of planning went in since now and then, and a lot of work. But it's all coming together now, and I think it's going to be just wonderful for the community and the students of Taos area for the future.
Boy, no doubt about that. Well, it's happening, Thursday is the big day?
Thursday, September 1st at 5:30. Okay. Everyone is welcome to come out, and we're going to start with a little presentation in the high school cafeteria. Then we'll come around to the front. There'll be a ribbon cutting, and people at that time will be able to walk around the school, and they can see the old parts, the new parts, and tour the facility. Again, a lot of positive things happening there. It's a really wonderful time for us.
And it starts at 5:30, but it's kind of go at your own pace kind of thing then, right?
Yes. Yeah. The first part is scheduled, as I said. At 5:30, we're hoping to have a brief presentation there and recognize some people that were instrumental through this process and come around. We'll have, like I said, the ribbon cutting ceremony. And then you can just wander around at your own pace at that point. We'll have people set up to answer maybe any questions that you might have as we're going through. And we'll have highlighted on a map the parts that are new and have been either remodeled or are completely new. And then from there, we've got a football game. We're hosting the Whittemore Prescott Cardinals for our home opener for varsity football. And so I think it'll be a nice evening. People can come out, tour the facility, and hopefully stay for the football game.
Stay for the football game. Yeah, I know. I'm sure it's been, as I mentioned, a busy summer for you in terms of answering those questions, and I'm sure people will come on out and want to see it for themselves. And, you know, it's good to hear you're on time and ready to go for school. You know, that's always probably been the question. Is it going to be ready in time for the opening day of school? And it's looking that way, so...
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not done yet, but right. We're confident. They keep telling me that we're going to make it. So I'm going with the experts on this one, Kevin.
Excellent. And looking forward to, I'm sure, a great school year, even besides that. You know, you guys are geared and ready for action.
Absolutely. There are so many positive things going on at Taos Area Schools. Last year, we instrumented the Chromebook one-to-one take-home for the high school students. We later in mid-year expanded that to eighth grade. This year, we're going to be running one-to-one grades 5 through 7 as well. So we'll be 5 through 12, 1 to 1. The 5th and 6th graders will keep their devices right at school all day, but they'll use them. They'll take them to every class. Students then 7 through 12 will actually be taking their Chromebooks home, and we think that helps us to best maximize the use of this tool. So the Chromebooks are such a powerful learning tool for us now, and they're as important as the textbook has always been. And with that in mind, we think it's best to send it home with the students. And it's been a wonderful program, and we think that'll continue to improve instruction and assessment at Taos Area for years to come.
Nothing but progress at the Taos Area Schools.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Well, Jeff Hutchison, good luck on that big open house Thursday. It gets underway at 5:30. Everyone's welcome to come on out and then take in the football game against Whittemore Prescott.
Thank you, and hope to see you there.